A national awareness campaign has got underway today to remind dog owners of their responsibilities. The campaign, entitled It's Not Your Dog's Fault, It's Yours, is aimed at increasing awareness of the harm that out-of-control dogs can do to people and to livestock. John Joe Fitzgerald is Vice President of the Irish Natural and Hill Farmers Association. He's been giving us his reaction to the campaign.
Every publicity campaign is good. It highlights issues, I suppose, that we have. But I suppose from a hill farmer's point of view, and coming from a farming organisation, it doesn't go far enough. From what we can see, like on the hills here, and from West Kerry right up to Donegal, it's still not dealing with those issues.
Do people who walk on the hills, do they have an awareness of the danger that their dog can pose to sheep and other livestock?
No, they don't. And even take the wildlife into account, like you'd have birds nesting on ground and stuff like that. And between sheep, I suppose, and wildlife, and they get disturbed, like it creates a lot of problems. Mm-hmm. The way I look at it, I suppose, from a hill farmer's point of view, we've made some inroads into highlighting the issues and stuff and trying to educate people that do go on the hills. But it's still not working. We still have issues where people are bringing their dogs onto the hills. They're chasing sheep, driving these sheep into cliffs and stuff. I had a situation myself where I lost about 8 sheep that jumped off the cliff face because this Labrador was left loose, and it chased these sheep out to the edge of the cliff, and they were so frightened they jumped off the cliff. Now, they had 150 foot of a fall. When I was trying to engage with the people, they took off running. I couldn't get a hold of them. But we have those situations happening year in, year out on the hills, and nobody seems to want to deal with it.
And what happens when you do manage to speak to hill walkers, to people who haven't got their dog on a leash?
Some people are very good, and then you get a very small minority that are absolutely abusive, threatening. We've got to the situation now where the older farmers have given up going on the hills and stuff and bank holidays and weekends because of the abuse they receive at the hands of these people.
Are there farmers, John Joe, who are closing off those walking routes or who are considering that?
At the moment, they are considering it. Actually, some of these farmers have said they have had enough of it. Nobody seems to want to deal with the situation with dogs and hills and bringing dogs and hills. We need the tourism industry. We need the walkers. And the only thing we're asking people to do is don't bring your dogs onto hills or farmland. If that would happen, it would make life a lot easier for a lot of people. It would encourage more walkers because there is a lot of walkers out there who are afraid of dogs. And on top of that, look, we've got the support of Mountaineering Ireland, all the animal welfare and animal rights organisations. They want to see the dogs banned off of hills. That needs to happen because they can see the damage that's been done. The farmer can't be on the hill every day, you know, checking on his sheep. It's not right. We can all see the damage that's been done to our sheep and stuff.
You're saying the dog, you shouldn't be bringing your dog at all out onto the hills. Never mind having it under control. It simply shouldn't be coming on the walk with you.
It shouldn't be coming on the walk with you because, look, we have dealt with people here. We have allowed people to go with their dogs on a leash. And what is happening is as soon as they see the farmer gone or, you know, there's nobody around, and the first thing they do is leave the dog off the leash.
There is this dog control stakeholder group that's been formed. What would you like to see it doing to try to get to grips with this?
For a start, I suppose, as a farming organisation and that represents hill farmers, we'd like to have a seat at the table with that. Now, we've been asking, and we have written to the minister. What we would be asking is, look, I suppose, for the Oireachtas members, I suppose, to legislate to ensure that all non-working dogs are banned from hills and farmland. But if that legislation is to be enacted, you know, there has to be considerable fines there. But not only the fines, but we need the wardens. There needs to be enough wardens on the ground that can enforce this. You know, wardens can be everywhere in every mountain every day of the year. But if, you know, if they've done an on-the-spot, you know, they would appear in these locations, especially the tourism locations, every now and again, maybe once a month, twice a month. You know, wait at the gates, the entrance to these places, and when they see the people coming up with their dogs, say, look, you're not allowed to bring your dog on the hills here, and if you persist, there is a fine, and if the fine doesn't work, look, we'll bring you through the courts and stuff. If this continues, it needs to be made a criminal offence. If you are going out to the countryside, you're bringing your dog with you, and the landowner has asked you to remove your dog off my land, and you refuse to do so. Do you know, they need to be dealt with properly through the courts.